Author Peter Annan says tension over diverting water from the Great Lakes will rise in the next 6 months. That's when the Wisconsin DNR is expected to rule on Waukesha's request to divert water from Lake Michigan, returning treated water back to the lake.
Under the rules of the compact, all 8 Great Lakes governors are going to have the opportunity to sign off or reject Waukesha's water diversion application. So this will be an issue that will be discussed from St. Paul, Minnesota to Albany, New York.
Annan calls this a test of the effectiveness of the compact, not only in cooperation among states, but also acceptance by environmental and business groups.
There has been some sort of saber rattling, if you will, with constituencies suggesting that if things didn't go their way, that they would potentially file lawsuits over whatever Waukesha decision comes through.
Annan says since the Great Lakes contain 1/5 of the world's surface water, people living in Great Lakes states need to appreciate the global impact of this resource.
Because if those who live around the Great Lakes don't appreciate how valuable they are, then who else will?
Annan calls the Great Lakes the Himalayas of water. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.